All right, it is that time once again, Thursday, May 26th. I am Ben Raza. Welcome to Odd Chopper, and I'm bringing you my best bet of the day across the sports world. We're going to dig into all the lines, all the spreads, and see what we can find on this Thursday slate of games. If you're hopping in for the first time, checking out the channel, welcome aboard. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you don't want to miss any content, and stay tuned for even more ways to make some money. Last night, the Colorado Avalanche, 3-0. The series is over. Not so fast, my friend. The St. Louis Blues, how gutsy by them to somehow come back in that game. Then it was 4-3. Avs had a chance at an empty net. Lose in overtime. A true shocker there. Not the result we wanted. We got the closing line value. Everything checked out there. I was very happy with that. But credit to the Blues for making it happen. We turn the page. We try to find the best opportunity today and hopefully end the week with a W here on Thursday since I don't have a video tomorrow. But before I dive into that, I do want to say, if you are starting out betting or you're just looking to get some extra money for your bankroll, BetMGM has the answer for you. In the link of the description of this video, you click it. If you are a new user, sign up, deposit, and bet $10 on either NBA team tonight. And if either of those teams hit the three-pointer, they're going to give you $200. We know both teams are going to hit threes, so you're going to get that $200 free for doing nothing. You can use the promo code BENSBET too. That works, but the link is in the description. Either of those, it is a no-brainer offer. They don't come around forever. You want to take advantage of the books giving away that money. They, of course, want your business, but you want that extra money for the bankroll. You can take it and bet more NBA. You can take it and bet baseball, hockey, parlays, futures. It doesn't matter. That free money is yours and yours alone. Now, what do we do tonight? Well, I'm actually going back to hoops. We've had some success with this series. I have a feeling this is going to be the last game in the series. We've got the Mavericks. We've got the Warriors. I'm going to keep it pretty chalky, to be honest. I think this is going to be a very public side, but I found 6.5 at minus 115. That's the only 6.5 I could find. Slightly more juice, but not enough for me to get off Golden State tonight. I think that they win and end this series pretty comfortably. I will talk about the other bet that's on the screen, the halftime full-time. If you want to be more aggressive, that is one that you could look to. I don't mind that, but let's dive into these games. Okay, so first, the Warriors. They are true gentlemen. They've had the situation before. They go for the gentleman sweep. They had the chance to sweep them 4-0. They lost, and they've done this in every series, basically. They had two elimination games on the road, and they lost both of them against the Nuggets, against the Grizzlies. They came back home, and they handled their business. They're 8-0 at home in the playoffs. Six of those eight have been 9 or more point victories, which would cover this spread. All of those things are we like. They're a championship team. We know what they're doing. Obviously, against Dallas in game four, it wasn't the best situation, but when we dig into those numbers, I think we're going to quickly see that was somewhat of a ceiling performance for Dallas. But let's talk about the Mavericks. They have saved elimination three times already this playoffs. Two of those games were at home. The other was game seven against Phoenix, where credit to them, they punched first, they punched second, they punched third, and Phoenix never responded. That was just an absolute laugh for one of the most lopsided games in a lopsided playoffs. Now, what happened in game four? Well, the Mavericks, they went 20 of 43 from three. And I want to single out three players because this is the key to the game. DFS, Kleber, and Bullock. They were 12 of 20. That's 60% from three in game four. Let's back up one more game. In game three, they were 2 of 17 from three, and the team was 13 of 45 from three. These are the drastic numbers. Those are massive swings. And I want to be clear, if the Mavericks shoot another 23s and, you know, make 23s tonight, they're going to have a real shot in this game, but I am willing to bet at minus with 115 that doesn't happen. We know this is a high variance team. We know they're a dangerous team, but more often than not, when we've seen Golden State at home, they have been invincible. And I think we see the Mavericks kind of regress in that situation. If the threes aren't falling, if the zone is giving them trouble, I think this is the end for them. And I have a feeling, like all the playoff games, it may not be particularly close. So Golden State Warriors -6.5. If you want to go a different direction and you think that the Warriors start fast, you can go Warriors halftime, full time at minus 145. What does that mean? It means that Golden State has to be just winning at half, and they also just have to win the game. Nothing to do with the spread. So those are two completely different options that you have. If you are looking for more NBA content, more NHL content, more baseball content, this very channel has you covered. There will be videos coming out throughout the day. Hit me in the comments. Let us know. Do you like this spot? Is there another spot you're looking at? We want your feedback. We want you as part of the community. It's been a blast to see you guys embrace this video. I couldn't thank you enough. We want to keep the streak going and end the week on the right foot. I will be back on Sunday, though, giving you a little Sunday weekend plays. There's some good opportunities there. But until then, good luck. Enjoy the game. Thanks to BetMGM, and I'll talk to you guys soon.